And we're joined now by Representative Vernon Ehlers, a Republican from Michigan. He's a member of the House Science Committee and the first research physicist elected to Congress. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm looking at a copy of this report here, and it says that organizational and cultural constraints have worked against safety margins at NASA. How do you change NASA?
Obviously, we need to change the management and the culture. Let's make sure we do proper risk assessment. And once we do the risk assessment, make intelligent decisions about whether or not to proceed.
But this is something that people said after the last shuttle disaster in the 1980s. It would appear that that admonition did not last forever. How does Congress make sure that safety doesn't slip again?
I think part of it will be establishing a safety mechanism that's independent of the management so that they clearly have a distinct responsibility from the others operating in the on the shuttle Enterprise. The only concern of that is we have to avoid going so far as to make it virtually impossible to get the birds off the ground. This is intrinsically a risky business. So we will never have perfect safety in a shuttle, but we want to make it as safe as we possibly can and still keep them flying.
There's a pretty remarkable statement in this report that there is no, quote, guiding vision for the space program and that there hasn't been one for 30 years.
If you're talking about a grand vision, that is certainly true. We had a grand vision for the Apollo program, and that was to put a human being on the moon and bring him back alive. The grand vision now is more scientific in nature. What can we learn about this universe? And let's do the use the manned space flights for those activities, which specifically need human interaction.
And are those more limited goals sufficient reward for the risk of human spaceflight?
I believe they are. But clearly, if you're looking at the science of it, the emphasis is going to be on non-human space exploration. But if you're actually looking at experimentation on humans and having humans explore the solar system, then you have to say we need to keep putting people up there and learn more about it.
Well, Congressman, is there enough support among lawmakers, in your view, to make the safety improvements necessary to the shuttle program and begin developing some alternative, some replacement?
I believe there's enough support in Congress to do both. But obviously, when we have an improved economy, which we hope is already beginning to happen, and also as we make new discoveries in space, there may be increased impetus for it.
How much money are we talking about? How much more money, and where do you get it?
From the United States taxpayers. And so the judgment has to be made. Are we going to just stop sending people up into space? Or are we going to continue? If we do continue, we have no alternative but to develop a new vehicle.
Vernon Ehlers is a Republican representative from Michigan and a member of the House Science Committee. Congressman, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure.
The complete shuttle investigation report is at npr.org.